What's wrong with Mingle? He was just...
Fengro slumped beside his companion. McGrew whirled about to see what the trouble was, and a sling stone thudded hard into his back. One of the dirge callers yowled in anguish as another stone slammed into its ribs.
Get down! We're being attacked!
The rack captain Rivenor yelled. More stones followed in quick succession, and a mocking laugh rang out from some bushes a short distance away.
Keep those heads down, scum. There's a whole army of slingers ready to pick you off.
The wolfhide had taken most of the impact of the stone that had struck Nagru. He scrambled forward on all fours, peering into the bushes. Seeing he was not immediately hit, the foxwolf ventured upright, ducking swiftly as a good-sized pebble lodged between the wolf's skull and his brow. Grimacing with pain, he plucked it out and hurled it back at the bush. A short yelp was followed by the sight of two mice retreating to the deep cover of thicker foliage. Nagru grabbed stones from the ground, throwing them at the place where the mice had hidden, as he ran forward, calling,
"There's only two of them! It's no army! Charge!"
Dandin nudged Marielle urgently.
"The game's up. Time we weren't here."
They broke cover and began a mad dash, back the way they had come. Marielle risked a quick glance backward.
"Better shift! The whole pack's after us!"
she yelled. Footpaws thrumming madly against the earth, Marielle and Dandin ran for their lives, the breath rising ragged in their throats as the two dirge callers, heading the pack, sped on their tails, gaining by the moment. Nagru followed in the rear, hurling challenges and threats.
"Tear them to bits! Stubborn vibe mice!"
Dandin stumbled, Marielle catching his paw quickly, pulled him upright, and they dashed on together, side by side, dust and sand flying, hearts pounding wildly, with the dirge callers slightly ahead of the horde, closing fast. Marielle's head came up. She glimpsed the big eroded dune ahead, rearing up like a mighty wave of sand, the grassy crest projecting perilously over a huge inward curving hill. Through her blurred vision, she could barely make out the ponderous form of Meldrum, perched far out on the grassy top. Putting on a final spurt, she tugged Dandin along.
"Not far. Come on. Just a bit more."
Meldrum the Magnificent watched the tableau below, gritting his teeth with suspense. It looked as if the two mice would surely be stopped by the airmen before they made the slope. No. They had put on an extra spurt and pulled away a bit. Now they were on the final stretch, and calling up stamina from some deep reserve, they actually broke into a headlong sprint. As Meldrum stamped his footpaw down with delight, the whole dune top shuddered. He went still immediately, saving his move until the exact moment. Leaning out, he squinted downward. There they were. Marielle and Dandin had made it to the hill. Sand flew from beneath their paws as they battled upward into the curve, with the airmen and about 10 front runners of the horde beginning to close on them again. The two mice suddenly changed course, veering sideways to the right where the curve of the hill straightened, and Marielle shouted one word at the top of her voice.
"No!